Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, for my money, one of the greatest television programs of all time, The Blacklist, is, I can't believe it's season 10, and it's a final season. And man, it's just such a great show. James Spader, of course, and the great FBI Director Harold Cooper. Harry Lennox plays that guy and has played him from the beginning. He joins us here in the National Defense. Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Great to talk to you and to your and to our very brave and courageous servicemen and women. So thanks for having me on, and thank you for the compliment on the show.
Oh, man, you've had me since day one. I mean, I love this show from the beginning, and it's been all over the place. I mean, I don't know. The writing on the show is so good. First question I have for you, though, Harry, is, was the name of the character already Harold when they started, before they cast you?
It certainly was. And I, you know, I was, if there was ever any misgiving, it was that, man, they're going to, you know, about being cast in the show, because I literally got the job maybe the next day. You know, I went down, I did the audition. I saw the character, I saw the sides that we read from. It said Harold. I said, if I get this role, it's going to be impossible for people to tell my real name from the character's name.
Right,
and that's
right.
What happened.
Did you have any idea that this would go on for 10 seasons?
Absolutely no idea. Absolutely. I mean, I remember hoping that the pilot would get picked up. We knew we had a good chance for that just because of the Spader factor. You know, he'd been on some long-running series, in particular,
sure,
of course, Boston Legal and that. So we knew we had, you know, one of the great actors in the game. So that gave us a decent shot. But I had no idea it would be 10 years. But I'm very, very grateful for it.
I was just going to say, you know, that's pretty rare in television to have 10 seasons under your belt and a steady job every single day, right?
Absolutely. You know, we did 21 episodes as well, or 22 episodes per year.
Wow.
22. Yeah, so that was, you know, that's pretty rare anymore. And to do that for 10 years, I think we're one of just about two, you know, not even 300 shows or something.
Right.
But very few number of, when you think about the number of shows that have reached that benchmark. But like I said, we're grateful to the fans that they were able to keep us on, and to the network and the studio and the crew and the writers, to your point. I think that we had the best writing staff in network TV. So it was really quite an extraordinary privilege to be on for that long.
We're talking to Harry Lennox here on the National Defense, but of course plays the FBI director, Harold Cooper, on The Blacklist. And, you know, the storylines, you guys have survived through so many different storylines. And I mean, from the Elizabeth Keene years to, I mean, there've been so many different people come and go. How difficult is that to keep up with for the writers and for you guys?
You know, when we're, I don't know about the writers, because I was, you know, I was never in the writer's room when they were trying to come up with, you know, novel ways of getting us all in trouble.
Right.
Taking us to the brink of death all the time. But I tell you, they had this great ability to open up rabbit holes. And I don't know how they did that, but it was kind of like the threads of a sweater. If you pulled one, the rest of them unraveled, but they were able to. You know, yeah, they were able to keep knitting as they were unraveling, and I, so to speak.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
it's a real testament to them.
I mean, so many times I would think, okay, well, that's going to be the end of that season, or that's going to be the end of the show, because everybody's trying to shut down this task force, and it, I don't care who you are, it just, it doesn't happen, and maybe it will. I mean, what, three episodes left?
Three episodes left, yeah, that's... And then second, I think the last week is two episodes. The final two will be on the same night. So yeah, not much time. Yeah.
The 10th season of The Blacklist. Yeah, it's incredible. And so, Harry, now you're from Chicago originally?
Born and raised.
Yeah. And so do you get back there very often? Are you going back for the 4th of July?
I was actually just there. I got back yesterday from Chicago, and I was there for a wedding. It was beautiful. I'm going to be here in Los Angeles, so for the 4th of July. I happen to have a view of from my balcony of all of the fireworks in L.A., so I'm gonna be watching them from here.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What a great town Chicago is, though, right?
My kind of town.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Have you been?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, clearly, you have. Okay.
Yeah, our daughter went to school at Columbia there, so we got to go there in the dead of winter. It seemed like we were always there in January or February, and you know, you just and now she lives in Los Angeles. But Harry, when people see you out and about, what do they say typically? Are they like, "You're that guy"?
So I guess the first season, it was sort of like, you know, hey, you're that guy.
Right.
And then the second season, it's like, oh, you're Harold Cooper. So, people love it. Like, I was in Israel with my wife last year.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, it was wonderful. My first time there. I hope not my last. It was wonderful. But everybody on the show, in the country that we ran into knows the show. We just got back from the Bahamas for a little celebration. My wife took me down there to celebrate the wrapping up of the series.
Nice.
And every person, literally every person that we ran into loved the show. And you know, it was great to hear the Bahamian pronunciation of Cooper.
Oh, like, right, right.
Harold Cooper.
Harold Cooper. Well, it's such a memorable and distinctive character, and you're very good at sending people out to do stuff.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
I think I'm my own meme.
Yeah.
You
know, whatever you write that. Right.
Go there. Go do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, hey, the good news and bad news. I mean, it's such a great show. I hate to see it end, but you guys do such a fantastic job. And how is it working with James Spader?
Well, I like to compare it to, you know, being on the same baseball team with Joe DiMaggio. You know,
right.
You're on second base, playing second base. You look behind your over your shoulder there, and they're out in center field as one of the best that ever did it and ever will do it. And that's what it's like working with Spader. He raises the level of the game. He brings out the best in everybody because, you know, you kind of have to. You have to get up there if you're going to be seen at all, because he can he'll steal the scene and 5 seconds. You know, it's a fascinating character and he's a great actor. So that's what it's like. It was always a privilege, always a pleasure, always, you know, top notch acting.
And what a character, Raymond Reddington, one of the best, I think, ever. You know, ever on TV. Absolutely. Harry, thanks for the time, man. Thanks for the great job and have a great 4th.
Thank you very much. You too, Ray. Great talking to you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.